Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Childhood memories where everything was a crazy and a bright blue sky. Oh, sweet pot of mine.
Now I got to harmonize.
You did. It was great. I'm just coming in here.
It was like a high-pitched didgeridoo.
Yeah, didgeridoo. We have, 500 episodes or so?
It's a mini podcast.
Many of more. Them.
I never thought I'd lose count of how many episodes of this podcast I've been on, but
I lost count after like 16. I think sometimes,
yeah, when I hear creators like say that, like, you know, SNL episodes, yada, yada, all that kind of stuff, like, man, I just lost count. I'm like, come on, dude. You know exactly how many. It's like, nope. That's just how it goes when it's just a part of your life. Something's happened, though. There's this realization that I've had of the role I certainly have played in your lives and can play for this podcast. Yes, I'm the kind of like in the middle.
Funny guy.
Yeah. Talking with my brother-in-law.
Funny things, says funny jokes.
Funny guy, funny jokes. Was talking to my brother-in-law about this the other day. And it was just kind of funny. Or maybe even Chelsea said this. It's funny that like I'm essentially critiquing movies when I'm one of the easiest people to please. It's like, I am thankful that we're not all me on this podcast.
I also think it's why the distinction is important that we're not critics, I don't think. I don't think that's what we are. I think we're enthusiasts more than anything.
It's talker abouters.
Yeah.
We're talker. Pretty much. We're talker abouters. But a role I've had before.
I hardly know her.
I guess technically over y'all. I sponsored an organization y'all were in and was given a name around that time of being the Fox Father of a fraternity that I helped to start that y'all were pivotal foundational pieces of. And I was thinking as the summer was coming up that it's like, you know what, dude? It's time to maybe put some daddy pants on, which is one of the worst things you could say in a modern world.
No. No, say it again, actually.
Slower.
It's good. I was thinking maybe it's time to put some daddy pants on. And
that was it. That's the take.
I think sometimes, I think I've felt it now for years and years, but I just let it ride. But damn it, I know what's best. And today, we're just going to roll with that. This episode will feature a few of my favorite things. It's going to have a bit of a like, dad twist. And if those of you out there, maybe those in the Discord that have been clamoring for a certain series that we've had in the past, yes, there'll also be an announcement for that. Yes, I've already put it on the calendar. And neither of these guys know. It's complete control for me.
Cool.
For this summer, great. We are bringing it back. And I'll announce that in just a bit.
And I'm now, Jordan.
That's Jordan. That's Doug.
Do you want like a knock knock joke or anything? Or are we just going?
No, we don't
we're
need
just
any
going
of
for
this.
It.
We're jumping right in. This is
They're
what I
so
said.
They're so funny though.
You know what?
Did you have a knock-knock joke, though? It's the first intro you've ever done. No, he always finds it while we're talking.
No, I had one pulled up, but I just closed the tab.
I don't believe it. No, I want a knock-knock joke.
Sorry, I did.
Knock-knock jokes are this is the place for it. Go find it.
Let me go to my history. Recently closed tabs. 15 knock-knock jokes you haven't heard yet.
Lies. I mean, probably. There's so many of them.
15 knock-knock jokes you haven't heard yet. Ready? Here's this week's knock-knock joke.
Do it.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
I am.
I am who?
I am who?
You don't know who you are? Hang on, don't both laugh at once because it might mess up the podcast if you both laugh at once, so just take turns.
You can't see it, but I've kind of glassed, my eyes have glassed over because I've just realized how pointed this was. I have no idea who I am.
I got to stop the show. Just I got to take a break.
Who am I?
I am who?
24601. speaking of, nope, not even close. We are down to 8. We're down to the elite 8 in
so far,
Spring
so
Delirium.
Good.
And I have decided that I'm alone going to choose who moves on here. You don't even get to argue anything. You can argue if you want, but I have the daddy pants on now. I'm choosing.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I see what this is now.
Who makes it to the Final Four?
I see what this is now.
I can't resurrect
you
all
talked,
of the things I
talked,
wanted to be here.
You talked with your brother-in-law who also was angry. And
you're angry.
So you've decided to take control.
That's not
no,
what
I
this is,
it's
dude.
I see it. I respect it.
My anger is all my own. I don't absorb anger anymore. I create it. I am the original.
Wow.
How about that?
It's pretty badass.
Pretty cool. Elite Eight, gonna go down to the Final Four. Our chunkies, all of you who are listening, are gonna be able to vote. You'll have that opportunity this week to get to that championship round. And then we're just a week away from knowing the greatest food the Chunkies have ever seen, experienced, voted for. This first matchup was desserts, and it was cookies against ice cream.
This
one
is easy,
for me. And it's cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad y'all agree. It wouldn't have mattered, but I'm glad. Cookies,
yeah,
for sure. Ice cream, great. Dude, honestly, I might be just maybe this is insensitive for those of you that are full-fledged 11 out of 10 lactose intolerant. But dairy is not working for me like it used to. Jenny's ice cream, a pint of Jenny's ice cream, Jenny's has a high five, like chocolate bar ice cream. I've mentioned it on this podcast before. Caramel. We've got pretzel. We've got cookie bits. We've got all sorts of wonderful, wonderful
Christopher
things in here.
Walken?
Caramel.
Yeah,
caramel.
A caramel.
Bits of cookie everywhere. that takes me a week to eat. Can't do much more than a couple spoonfuls of sugar. But cookies move on.
Yep, sure.
I think even if this just said chocolate chip cookie, it would have won. Can't beat it. Always have to have my cookie with milk or coffee.
Coffee with a cookie.
Coffee and a cookie. Yeah.
I will say though, bit of a cookie, depending on how dense it is, how sweet it is. Just a touch of whiskey, not bad either. If you got just some whiskey neat.
I don't think that sounds good to me.
I would recommend. Just cookies moves on. Next we have entree, which was tacos and breakfast. Mm-hmm. This is another one that's easy for me. And
I know what you're going to choose.
With this move, we're also eliminating the handful of people that might think of 64 of these things, out of four of them, you have a whole
genre,
like part of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm going to say tacos. And in this, I get breakfast tacos in here. Breakfast tacos can also be in breakfast if you want, but that's one of the best things about breakfast is breakfast tacos. And so if I've got tacos and all the other wonderful things that gives me, thank you. Tacos is a boat
so
for
far,
protein.
So far, I'm on board with your power trip.
Anything you want. So this means that our first Final Four matchup will be cookies against tacos, which will take a bit more pause than
these first
two matchups did for me. Very, very hard. And I really think it depends on the time of day that I vote. Because I think there's some parts of the day that I'd take a cookie over a taco. And there's some parts of the day I'd take a taco over a cookie.
I think the only honest
to
way to vote on this is to vote on an empty stomach. I think that's the only honest way to do it.
Yeah. Gotcha. So not like grocery shopping.
I've always heard this is the opposite of grocery shopping.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Next was appetizers. So who's our champion of the appetizers? This one is very tough for me. Chips and queso against wings.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're going to do the
right
thing.
For many reasons. Huh?
You're going to do the right thing.
I'm a wings boy here.
Yeah. I know you
are. That's what I'm doing.
Wings it's the wrong thing. But
it's
you're my dad, so I'm not allowed to even say that I disagree.
Sorry. Again, I find myself torn with I'm getting chips and queso as an appetizer. I would say almost infinity more times than I'm getting wings as an appetizer, but wings as an existing food are better. So
it's tough.
I think I agree.
That's the section of the bracket they end up in. And then last, donuts against mix. Mm. And much like these boys who know me so well, you know that because I'm bringing up donuts first in this matchup, they're not winning. Yep, I did have a donut today. I had a cinnamon twist from Shipley's because we were in the Woodlands. And anytime I'm down south on 45, we have to try and go to Shipley's because it's the best chain donut spot.
There's one somewhere around here. I can't remember where.
There's one in Plano. And one in Allen. I think there's a couple in the North Cities.
They're making their way. Making their way uptown. It's going to be mix. I think especially...
Yeah. Donuts are the most... I do like donuts. So it's not like... I'm not talking trash about donuts. But donuts of the eight were the most undeserving to be here, I think. They pale in comparison to everything else.
I agree completely. I think so much of it is extra textual information about donuts where going to get donuts is the sign of a day where you don't really have a lot else to do.
Right, yeah.
What a
going to
point.
Get donuts is the marker. It's the upside down Espanol exclamation point in front of a really good sentence.
Yeah.
But donuts by themselves are not really anything to write home about.
Shout out to all you institutions of education. Higher education is what I have the most experience with. Shout out, recommendation. During Faculty Appreciation Week, I would appreciate more just a greasy bag of mix in the break room than a two dozen mixture of donuts. Because that's the thing, too.
Give me the kind of grandma
when
mix.
When donuts try to play the mix game, someone's always left out. Am I right? When donuts try to mix things up and here's four different kinds of things in this dozen, no thanks, dude. You got to get there first. If you want to get that maple glaze.
Yes. Otherwise, you're going to be left with just the plain donut that's not glazed and it just has cinnamon sugar on the outside.
Which I will say for me, a blueberry cake donut with a light glaze is the pinnacle of non-gourmet donuts.
Yeah, dude.
Mm.
I'm and a they're
maple
not guy. Usually
that maple
huge.
Glaze is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blueberry cake donut knows what it's doing because it knows it needs to be smaller. For that caloric count to still be the same as a normal size donut. Great, great.
But then, just a simple bag of Chex Mix is still going to beat most donuts for me. And that Chex Mix is like baseline mix.
Target
it only goes up
has, go back to that holiday section. Don't jump over the holiday section of Target. I don't care if you're not a St. Patty's person. Maybe you're not into Easter. There's going to be a holiday you're not normally into. Regardless, get back there. They're going to have a themed mix, aisle for you.
Yep. They are.
Yep.
Every time of the year. And they are so...
A shrine. A Coco-style ofrenda of mixes that you get to choose from.
Yeah.
It's so good. And you can get it kind of however you want. Like if you don't like raisins, there's so many that don't have raisins. If you like mainly spicy, it's mainly spicy for you. If you like it,
there's a sriracha one, guaranteed.
There's a sriracha one. Get on back there. Mix. So good. So this means our final four matchups are cookies against tacos and wings against mix. Something tells me that the cookie taco side might have our champion. I don't know.
I think so too.
I think it's going to be tacos. I really do.
My prediction is we get tacos v. wings by the end of this thing is my prediction.
Yeah. And I think it is pretty regional. I mean, we've left it to the people. And
hey, if it does end up tacos versus wings, the three of us need to go to that wings and taco shop that's out here in Rockwall.
Their wings are and also better than their tacos.
Also, if it doesn't end up tacos versus wings,
their wings are better.
Taco shop.
Infinitely.
Yeah, they are.
Infinitely.
Yeah.
That feels
crazy.
Tougher.
The wings were an afterthought. I've talked to them before. Like, why do you guys do tacos and wings? And they're like, well, we wanted to make a taco shop and we made all these tacos. And then we're like, we have a pretty good deal and good connections for wings. So let's just try some wings too. And like the wings are their best seller, the best amazing thing on the menu.
I still need to get you down here for Lord of the Wings, which is that pop-up that kind of bounces around Oak Cliff area. It's very good. Before we get into an ad break,
the power returns to the people for the next round.
Yes.
Yeah?
And the final round. They will choose
and the final round.
The championship and the champion. Back
assuming
to you
that nobody on this podcast forgets to make a poll again, the power will return to the people.
Don't show me strong while.
Oh, Carter, it was Doge.
Oh
yeah, it was
Doge.
Yep.
Sorry, Carter didn't remember. Uh-huh. Sorry.
Oh yeah. I'm so fascinated with stumbling upon that. I'm gonna oj all the time when you tell me things I didn't know, which is often. Which is often.
Gross.
Speaking of glazed, we've got who what? What's going on? What? Classic dad taking it too far.
Seinfeld too?
You're taking it, dad. Why are you talking about Glenn? How do we break into sports and with the best of them? SWTVO. Does it just come in?
I think it just comes in. It just starts, I think.
Hello and welcome to Live. Another episode of SWTBO. I'm John Juan Johnson. And today we've got our field reporters that may know less about sports than you, but boy, do they love their jobs. SWTBO, that's Sportson with the best of them. And first, we want to go out to Jesse Walnut out there preparing at the American Airlines Arena. It seems like we're going to get a lot of playoff games. What are the fans clamoring about out there, Jesse?
Everybody's been really excited about the way that the ball has been going so far. And it's also been a really exciting time to be a fan because there's so many other fans to be friendships with.
So many fans, so many friendships. Thank you, Jesse. Yes, we are looking forward to that Dallas Stars and Dallas Mavericks playoff run this summer. With other news, let's head out to Detroit, where they're preparing for the draft. Can't wait to hear from you. What do you got to say, Jimmy Dimes?
Right. The thing you got to learn about being out here in Detroit is that there's going to be players that are being asked to be a lion or asked to be a tiger. And what they haven't practiced so much is being a cat. And that's the first step, is once you're good enough at being a cat, then you can take the growth serum that we give all our players to make them big and strong, and you go into the growing chamber, we open the door, and then you come out, and then at that point, that's when we learn whether you got stripes or whether you got a big bunch of hair around your head, whether you get to be a tiger or whether you get to be a lion up here in beautiful, sunny Detroit.
That's right, April 25th, preparing for the NFL draft, where you heard it here from Jimmy. If you want to play on the D-line, you got to start with the feline. Thank you again. That's John Juan Johnson with SWTBO. Sportsing with the best of them.
It wasn't until about halfway through what I was doing that I remembered I was supposed to talk about the sport that I thought that it was. I forgot what the game was. And then I was like, I got no idea.
It was just American Airlines.
Yeah. I didn't really listen to what you said because after I realized that the initials you used were mine, I was like, what voice am I going to do?
Dude, that's like 90% of the processing power of my brain when I hear my initials. It's like, what is your mouth going to sound like now?
Yeah, I heard a J and a W, and then everything else he said was just like, because I was just like, I literally was like, like just trying to shift it around. I muted myself so that I could like make a couple different throat sounds.
Oh man, I wish we had that. Oh goodness. Well, that was quick, which is good because we got a timer for a short game.
We got a timer right for a short the game.
Who wins,
this Carter?
Game is one of my,
there's usually a winner of SWTVO.
There's well, it's got to be Jimmy Dimes. Jimmy Dimes.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear you say
plan.
It.
You knew. There's a lot of movies coming out that a lot of people know about, and some not so much. Can be streaming, can be in the theater. It's not like it used to be, to where there were so many movies coming out. When we started playing Rumpelstiltskin, it was in the high times of the movie theater. Maybe we're clawing our way back, but we're not quite there yet. But regardless, there's a ton of things we've never heard of. So when we play Rumpelstiltskin, I'm going to read the movie info of some movies that are coming out that these boys have never heard of. I'm using Flixster, that's Rotten Tomatoes, the place that didn't really want us, but heck, we found out we don't need them.
Mm.
And they have to guess the name of the movie. Now, granted, keep in mind, we do have our Two Chunks Movie Club. So there are some movies coming out that you would know about. That's The Fall Guy, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. That's Mad Max Furiosa. And then that's If. Those are our four movies that you can vote on soon for the Two Chunks Movie Club. All through April, and come see with it. Come see with it in
come
May.
See with us.
Come see with it.
Is Rebel Moon Part 2 really going to be in theaters? How did they pull this off?
Actually, you know what? Is that I don't care.
Ooh,
if it is or
maybe
if it isn't.
Streams, dude.
I mean, I also don't care, but
I am not smart enough to understand the true cinema of Zachary Snyder. And so it's like, I don't even want to try anymore. Like, I would never go sit in a college calculus class. That's just not how big my brain is. And I'm clearly too dumb to enjoy Zachary Snyder's beautiful films.
Most are.
This is a cool energy.
On April 26th, we have a horror mystery thriller coming out. Caleb is about to turn 30. That's horror enough. And has never been lonelier. He's fighting with his sister over an inheritance and has cut ties with his best friend. Fascinated by exotic animals, he finds a venomous spider in a shop and brings it back to his apartment. It only takes a moment for the spider to escape and reproduce, turning the whole building into a dreadful web trap. The only option for Caleb and his friends is to find a way to survive.
I thought he didn't have his
friends. It's a Sebastian Vanacek film coming out. 95% critic, 86% audience score.
Wow.
April 26th.
I will
What's
not
the
be
name
watching
of this movie.
You I love spiders and sad 30-year-olds. I think it's going to be like a one-word title. I think it's just called Infestation.
Ooh, good.
Jordan?
I think it's like The Nest.
Yeah.
Both very good.
And it's what it is. The poster is just like a close-up of his eye with a spider reflected in his eye. It's all red. And then it's the same font as like Barbarian or Stranger Things, that real like 70s Stephen King font.
Yeah.
And it's one word title.
Yeah. We have Infested.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And it is a creepy, creepy, creepy.
That's a creepy poster.
Those are Spideys on his face.
I don't like it.
No, thanks. Oof. Blah, blah. Great job, Doge. Our next film.
It takes a sad 30-year-old to know a sad 30-year-old, I guess. What they always say.
That's what it is. April 26th. A horror movie. Horror keeps... I mean, it's year-round.
Mm. Yeah.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Cinderella's wicked stepsisters and stepmother push her too far, leading her to swap her glass slippers in pursuit of blood-soaked vengeance with the help of her fairy godmother. Jordan? ...85-minute long movie, if that's helpful. Andy Edward flick.
I think this is called Glass Ripper.
Ooh. Dude.
This is why I bring these up. I read some of these boo-boo titles. I'm like, these guys are going to come up with something better. Glass Ripper. Well done.
What I actually think it's called is like Stepsister. And what I wish it was called is Here Comes the Bippity Boppity Boom.
Dude, winners all around. It is very simply called Cinderella's Revenge.
Boo. Really, guys?
Boo. Boo.
Really, guys? Cinderella's Revenge?
Nah.
It's terrible.
Our final movie here in Rumpelstiltskin. Okay, we're just going to try. We're just going to try. A man and his sentient napkin friend. Let me come back to the beginning here. A man.
Okay, got that part.
His sentient napkin friend.
See, that's where it gets confusing.
Yeah, my jaw, man, I got it. Face and throat and mouth have a hard time even saying those three words.
You know, I bet you've never said those three words in that order.
Napkin friend. Or even in the general vicinity of each other. Learn to love and save the world from a dark evil at a cabin deep in the Utah mountains. Seth Green.
All right, that tracks.
In here.
Okay.
Seth Green. Doge? This releases April 19th, by the way, friends.
Ooh, soon. Like this week. This movie's called Paperboy.
Very good. Jordan?
I think it's called The Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
I mean, just brilliant. It's called Hanky Panky.
Honestly, that's pretty good.
Pretty great.
Hanky Panky, if y'all want to.
Pretty great.
Check that
I
out.
I guess it's probably a fancy napkin made of cloth rather than a disposable paper napkin.
I mean, that's a fedora for sure. in that photo.
Easy to get them mixed up.
Did I say napkin?
That's a fedora. I meant fedora. Good job, boys. That was Rumpelstiltskin. Let's take an ad break. Hello, we're in the ads. I guess if I'm taking over, I'm taking over all of it.
Yeah, you
so,
do it.
So I guess we'll finally get those followers and likes we've been asking for 5 years. Would somebody please go on iTunes, go on Spotify, and just rate us. It's very simple. Listen, I'm almost to the end of my dissertation, and I'm going to ask hundreds of students to answer a very long survey. If I can't get these students to answer this survey, I mean, if I can't get people to just give 5 stars or 4 or five That's or four it. Stars.
Either one of those.
On Spotify or iTunes, how am I going to ever be Dr. Willis?
Mm.
I think for the sake of my own self-esteem and hope, you people need to get out there, tell people about our podcast, and rate and review. Mm-hmm. It's great for us. It's not going to slow us down if you don't, but we might not look at you when we see you in public.
Yeah.
So we know these things. The algorithm tells us exactly who it is.
Yeah.
I know you don't think that's a real thing, but it is.
Shows us a little picture of you. We have to wear the cool gloves like Tom Cruise in Minority Report, but we do have a little picture of you if you refuse to rate us.
Got the little cool gloves. So look out. Rate and review. Also, we got that $3 tier of Patreon. You get an extra vote. You get an extra episode. Guys, we got some big things coming. Big things.
It's true.
Even past the stuff that I'm about to mention on the latter half of this episode. Y'all, I heard the word penultimate the other day. And was like, man.
How did it feel?
I know what that means. And it was one of the first times someone else brought it up. And I was like, huh. That means it's almost over. It was the Dallas Stars penultimate game of the season. And I was like, you're not going to get me. This isn't the last game. I bet there's one more. What did you think of that?
I know you're trying to trick me by using the word.
No, no, no. It's really fancy. Sounds like a finale to me. Sounds like endgame to me. Nope. Next to last.
It's just Infinity War.
You can't trick me with your cooler name than Ultimate. Penultimate's way cooler than Ultimate.
It is so much cooler.
There's also a $5 tier. Jump over to Discord. Come talk to us. We're doing fives. We're ranking our top fives really of anything. We started with movies just like we did with this podcast, but it's turned into all sorts of stuff. And I love it. That is legitimately active every day.
Mm-hmm.
That Discord, those channels are blowing up. One of my favorite things is to have like four or five channel notifications, snuggle into bed, catch up on what everybody's talking about. I've had recommendations from there. I would have been reading Stormlight regardless, but the way that Stormlight blew up in our Discord had me jump in real quick. Good things, books, movies, TV, food, all sorts of stuff. Get over to Discord. And don't forget to vote in the Two Chunks Movie Club. We've got If, we've got The Fall Guy, we've got War for the Planet of the Apes. Is it War for or War of? War of. War of the Planet of the Apes?
That's the old
one. That's the third one.
What's this one?
Planet of the Planet of the Apes.
I think it's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes or something like that.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Yep.
And Mad Max Furiosa.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Candace.
Don't do it. It's a trap.
Candace who?
Candace be over.
It is.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I actually heard that's why episode 9 of every season of Game of Thrones was so good, is because HBO people were confused and thought penultimate was supposed to be coolest. So they kept making episode 9 really good.
Peter Jackson too, man. He was just like, but okay. I guess I'll make Two Towers.
I guess I'll knock it into the pack with Two Towers.
I'm still a Return of the King over Two Towers boy for me.
I know you are.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's not, I'm not going to the grave for that.
Sure.
I'm not going to fight for that.
Sure. No, I love Two Towers, obviously.
I know just not what to fight
Return of the King just, it's got me.
On the topic of fighting, this was something that just, I don't even remember how it came up in the Discord that we mentioned during our ad break. I think it was like, what are your top five things that you hope never leave Two Chunks? Right? And one
nobody
of them,
said Doge, which was kind of weird. But
yeah, that is weird.
So this is my penultimate episode, it's just, guys.
Hey, it's fine, y'all. There's one more.
There's still one more. Don't worry.
He's got one more episode. There was a series that was mentioned multiple times that we have only ever done one time. And it was years ago.
Yeah.
And it's time to bring that back. So what I'm doing with the second half of this episode is introducing our entire lineup for Datterday Afternoon.
Wow. Okay.
Perfect. Perfect.
Introducing our entire lineup for Datterday Afternoon. I have spent, honestly, I kind of comb rankings and articles and stuff for the different things that we do with Ranky very much when I'm trying to build these Spring Delirium brackets. It was something we used to do when we were trying to put some stuff together for series, but it's been on my mind for a long time because this is a genre that I love so much. And so I'm going to take us from 1987 to 1999 because something happened around here that just got silly in a good way. If we remember our Saturday afternoon, our very first Saturday afternoon was Die Hard. It was Lethal Weapon. It was Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Mm. And it was Rambo First Blood. Okay.
What did we watch Predator?
Usually.
For? Was Predator not part of that?
Oh, it was Predator.
It doesn't look like five? Predator was part of that.
Interesting.
Why did we watch Predator? What was that for?
Did we watch it for the pod? I don't remember watching Predator for the pod.
I am sure. I'm almost sure we did. Hang on. Keep calm. We did. Nobody worry. I could tell.
Did we do Prey? Did we do an episode on Prey? Did we watch Predator to do Prey?
No, we didn't.
We definitely talked about Prey.
May 24th, 2022. Oh, we did Saturday afternoon. We did another Saturday afternoon.
So this is the third one.
This, yeah, because we did Saturday afternoon : rad datitude, and the there was a two in the middle
dads.
Of datitude.
That's the one where we made dads.
We made dads. Oh, we created dads. Yeah.
We created dads.
Oh, I so love that.
So what was our lineup for
Rad Datitude?
Rad Datitude.
Let's check.
This is what happens when you go rogue, Carter.
Well, I was looking through our episode titles. I don't know why I didn't find that. For some reason, I thought that when the strike came, it kept us from doing another Datter Day.
We did. Okay, here is Rad Datitude. It was three movies. And it was great.
Three.
Predator, Con Air, and Independence Day.
I do remember this.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're bringing a lot of these characters back because there is something. It's always bigger and better with action movies like this, especially this time frame that we're talking about. So it's not really like a Mount Rushmore. It's like a six-headed monument, right? It feels like there's these players that are
it's
always
a Hydra.
Part of this.
Yeah.
A dad Hydra of some kind, okay? And so what we're going to do is we are going to play extra credit for the second half. I know that's hard to hear, but sometimes I have to be the one to tell you these things. It's going to use a supercast of the five movies that are going to be in Saturday afternoon. And again, it's bigger and better. The second half of these movies, or the second half of these episodes, we'll be talking about these movies. But five, spread out over the summer, okay? One of these will be on a special anniversary of another movie that we reviewed. But we'll get there. Here is who you get to choose from for extra credit. Sigourney Weaver. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Heard of him.
Robert De Niro. John Travolta. Nicolas Cage. Keanu Reeves. Mm. These six.
This supercast has me so excited for our five movies that we're going to watch, by the way.
And what's going to be fun is perhaps we stumble upon one of the movies that we'll actually have here. But with each person that you choose, I'll introduce a movie that comes in here. But as we understand with extra credit, there's only three that you could choose from here out of these six. So I'm letting you have a shot at half of them. If you haven't heard of extra credit, it's a movie that uses the IMDb algorithm. It makes no sense. And it's very, very hard. But that's just life. And we just have to do that sometimes.
C'est la vie, honestly.
La vie, honestly.
Kind of like balancing on a bike. Pardon me, how am I doing this without training wheels? Sorry, son. Push. That's what's happening right here. You just got to go. You got to fall down.
Sigourney Weaver.
This is how we learn to ride a bike.
Yeah, I think Sigourney.
They have to name, they can name, they got four shots to try and name her four top credits. If they get all four of them, they get an extra credit, which is 5 points. There's a credit per point here. You can get 15. You only need 9. Sigourney is our first.
Alien. What
say you? Alien.
Lock it in.
Alien. Lock it in. I've been listening to a lot of Michael Bolton, and it's funny to put him just on shuffle on Spotify, and Lonely Island ends up being one of the top five songs that you hear. Hold up. Issues with IMDb. Go figure.
Crazy. It's usually such a good website.
The app is fine.
Also classic dad.
Just their algorithm is crazy.
Classic dad thing, dude. Can't figure out technology?
If you were a real dad, you'd be going to your text messages and somebody texted you a link to IMDb and you'd be trying to find that link to click on it to access IMDb.
Alien, lock it in. Bing, bing, number two.
Aliens.
Aliens. Lock it in.
Lock it in. Travesty, bong, bong.
Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
That, my friends, we will be reviewing on May 28th.
Yeah.
Aliens.
Great.
Well, Jimmy Cameron came in just like he did in our first Saturday afternoon. Uh-huh. He said, I know this was a pop cultural icon. Let me have a swing at it.
Let me do the best one real quick.
And for many, this was whereas Alien, which we did May 28th of 2019. So 5 years after Alien, we'll review Aliens. Mm. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Where Alien was space horror like we've never seen. James Cameron said, I'll do something completely different and just made it an action movie.
Yep.
Truly cool.
Awesome action
movie. So May 28th, we will be reviewing it.
Great.
Awesome, awesome action movie. Aliens. But not on here. Bong, bong. You have to crazy.
Avatar.
Yeah, Avatar. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Bing, bing, bing. Number three.
Do you think Avatar The Way of Water?
Probably, but I'd rather say Holes because it's more fun.
That is more fun. Let's say Holes.
Aliens, Holes. Lock it in.
Bong bong. Number one. Figured. 1997's Alien Resurrection. Number one.
Really?
Why?
Number one. 1997's Alien Resurrection. Was she a producer or something? Let me look at this. Yes. She was a co-producer.
That's why.
Okay.
Maybe that's what did it. Alien number two, Avatar number three. Number four, I can't believe I didn't get here. If you had another guess, you would have. Gorillas in the Mist. Sigourney Weaver gives us 2 points. Who is next? We had Arnold. We've got Robert De Niro. We've got Nicolas Cage, John Travolta. We've got Keanu Reeves.
Travolta should be easy.
Let's give Travolta a shot.
Idina Menzel.
Adele does
really talented.
I mean, Grease.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Grease, lock it in.
Grease, lock it in.
Bing, bing, number four.
Yeah.
Whoa. Saturday Night Fever.
You think?
I do. Pulp Fiction for sure also.
Pulp Fiction feels safer to me.
Do Pulp Fiction first?
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one.
Yeah, figures. I think Face Off probably.
I think Face Off
is the movie
is going to be in his and Nick Cage's as well.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. I also think Face Off is definitely the movie we're doing. Face Off?
Face Off.
Face Off.
Lock it in.
Bong, bong. Another travesty. But hey, never has a loss on Extra Credit been so sweet. You are right.
Yep.
The Nicolas Cage, John Travolta, John Woo's first dip in American film, Face Off.
Amazing.
I'm so excited, dude.
I've never seen it.
I haven't either.
Oh!
Okay.
Let's watch it together.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Goose pimples. Goose mountains, bro.
Goose.
We're going to watch Face Off.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Oh my God. You have one more guess here for John Travolta. Would be nice for you to get this one right.
I would have guessed probably Hairspray over Saturday Night Fever, but I'm comfy with Saturday Night Fever.
I was going to say, I think the three choices we have are Hairspray, Saturday Night Fever, or Because It's Infamous, Battlefield Earth.
I doubt that one, but let's go Saturday Night Fever. You felt so good about it earlier.
Yeah, lock it in.
Saturday Night Fever, lock it in.
Bing, 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 bing. Number one, Pulp Fiction. Number two, Get Shorty. Number three, Saturday Night Fever. And number four, Grease. Mm. But we will be reviewing the 1997 hit?
Yes.
Face Off.
Exclamation.
So what do we have? 5 points? We have to get somebody
a lot
perfect?
Of measurements of hit. Yes.
Nick Cage is a death trap.
I think so too.
We could try.
You have Keanu, Schwartz. Then Keanu, Robert De Niro.
We could try Robert De Niro, but I don't remember which Godfather he's in.
We've done De Niro so many times, and we've never got it right. I'd feel more comfortable with Keanu.
Okay.
Well, there's four John Wicks, and it won't and be all John Wicks. Four Matrixes. So which of the four? Yeah, that's true. That's
well,
a good point.
Here's the thing. I'll give you Al Pacino. I'll give you Val Kilmer. John Voight. Do any of those help you out a little bit? Would you prefer those over Keanu?
No.
No, let's stick with Keanu.
Before we do that, all of those gentlemen are in a flick with Robert De Niro called Heat.
Yeah, dude.
1995. Yeah.
Have y'all seen Heat?
Yeah. No.
I also have not seen
it. I watched it 2 years ago, I think, and it's a trip.
Dude, it's also one of the more critically acclaimed Saturday movies we'll ever
have. It's a great movie.
But cool. I remember Heat always being on.
It is a great
Very
movie.
Very good. That means the lineup so far, we have Aliens, we have Face Off, we have Heat. There's still two more. But we go to Keanu to try and win extra credit. You need to get them all. Keanu Reeves.
Do you want to do Keanu for this last one or do you want to back out?
You know, I just...
Do you think we could get Arnold? I think that's our only other possibility.
I think you feel strongly about Keanu.
I don't feel like we can get either one of them, to be honest.
Well, that's loser talk.
Let's give Keanu a shot.
I mean, I think there's a very real chance that Bill and Ted is there.
Yeah. Which one, though?
I think it would have to be the first one.
Okay. Bill and Ted 1. Bill and Ted's Colony Adventure Begins.
Lock
it in.
Lock it in.
Bong, bong.
All right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 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 John
bong,
Wick.
Bong, 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 bong.
Yeah, dude, who cares? John Wick. Lock it in. Go, Carter.
Lock it in.
Bong, bong.
Yeah.
The Matrix.
Toy Story 4.
Just check both.
Check both of them. Those are our last two guesses.
Bing Bong. You got one of them.
That's a different movie.
You didn't get another one.
Yep.
And we up. Number one, The Matrix. Number two, Speed. Number three, Point Break. And number four, The Matrix Reloaded.
Will you pull up Arnold Schwarzenegger
this
real quick?
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. I'll pull up Arnold.
Arnold.
Are there,
I
are
will,
there
dude.
Any
what game do you play?
Newish movies at all on his IMDb top four?
No.
Okay. So is it Terminator 1, Terminator 2, probably True Lies, and Total Recall?
Both Terminators are there. The other two are not. The Sixth Day.
I don't know that one.
It was a bad movie, but it sure was on all of the marketing campaigns of the world. And then The Last Action Hero.
Okay. Weird.
All of the Saturday afternoon movies have been mentioned. Keanu's installment will be The Matrix.
Never seen it. Never seen any of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
The Matrix has to
Wasn't allowed to watch them when I was a kid because there was
Turner
movies.
Broadcasts most played movie of all
yeah.
time. Like the
yeah.
Matrix was on all the time and Arnold's will be a classic mind bender, dude. Total Recall.
I love Total Recall. I love The Matrix. I'm super excited for you to watch that.
Yeah. I have zero hype around it because it became... I feel like when you don't jump in at the bottom floor of the hype and then the hype becomes so colossally large that you're like, I just don't think so. And then you just never watch it that it's hard to yeah. imagine that it's actually good. And then so many times you watch them and you're like, okay, they were right. This is really good. So I think,
yeah,
it's going to be a good experience.
It's good. It's fun.
Here's our lineup that kicks off May 28th. We're going to have May, June. We'll have where we review one of our Two Chunks Movie Club movies, whichever gets voted on for June. And so it'll push a little bit into July. We'll end around the 4th of July.
Good.
Kind of a perfect Datter Day slice there.
Good.
We'll start on May 28th, the 5-year anniversary of Two Chunks reviewing Alien. We will review Aliens, the sequel, followed by Total Recall, then Heat, then Face Off, then The Matrix. All of that coming on this road trip.
Great.
Saturday afternoon. We're going to space. We're going to a bank.
Computers.
We're going to plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
big stuff coming.
That's perfect. Let's make sure we resurrect those dads we created. I don't remember them, but I remember loving them.
They were amazing. But very excited for that. Love that kind of energy. And so did those. Thank you to those chunkies in the Discord that were sharing about that, because it's certainly been on my mind for a long time. And so it's fun to have a little catalyst to bring that out. But we'll be going back in. So I imagine Two Chunks will keep kind of touching on some of these things, some of these series. We had good conversations about that as we were planning this year out, touching on some of the series that have been here for a long time and are fan favies. So Datterday afternoon, coming back for the third time. Classic dad to forget as well. Wow. Yeah, dad, we had an entire summer together. You don't remember that? No, sorry. Rangers must have been on, I guess.
Sorry, kids, that's the summer we got... Oh, what was the old internet called?
Dial-up.
Yeah, that was the summer we got dial-up.
The old internet.
The old internet, dude. It's not there anymore. Dude, I remember when the only access to a computer was in like the family room, and that's where I had to sit in order to AOL Instant Messenger and play Postopia.
What was Postopia?
It was a serial based website full of games from Post Serials.
Amazing.
I loved that website.
Amazing.
That, and then Homestar Runner. Those three things just consumed my life.
Does Homestar Runner have like an official TikTok or something where they're just posting those guys?
They gotta.
Huh, I don't know.
I need to find that.
I think I follow it, if I'm being honest.
Homestar.
I'm trying this thing where I'm honest.
Homestar.
I love that. To end today's episode.
Yes, they do, and I follow it. Oh, wait. That's not.
I'm going to need your name. We'll do the same order. Jordan first, then Doge, then me. But to end today's episode, I'd love your name, and then I'd love your action alias. Your action name.
I'm Jordan. I'm Jordan, but actually, I'm Dirk Blast Knuckles.
Ooh, that's great.
You don't want to know why. It's murder. Murder is why.
I'm Doge. My given Christian name is Rodney Brickland. But everyone just calls
me... Rodney Brickland!
Everyone just calls me Brick.
Ugh. And I'm Carter. And... I'm Buddy Solacek. But most would call me Budsaw.
Budsaw.
Just Budsaw. Budsaw.
When he gets excited, he goes...
Let's ride.
I picture that Budsaw has terrible teeth. Like his adult teeth grew in wonky. And so people called him Budsaw to make fun of him. His Buzzsaw teeth.
But then he filed
but
them
then
in
he was
it was like
he was a in a horrible accident and he got his hands blown off and replaced with saws.
You imagine like being excited. That's so not good for an action hero because he's like hiding behind a corner or something and he's really trying to hold it back, but he's just like boom, 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 boom. It's either that or some cats, dude. You never know what they're doing.
It's true.
It's true about cats. True about clicks.
True about cats. True about clicks.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.